7.
Free Talk Live, this is your show, and you can take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes, whether it be a political issue or some sort of a personal problem, whatever's on your mind, we'll talk to you about it. The phone screening process here, very, very short and simple. You just dial in. Our lovely phone screener, Bob, will simply ask you your name, where you're calling from, one word, what you want to talk about, and how you're listening to the show. That's it. Four questions, you go on hold, and then you'll go on the air, and you can bring up anything. So, it's the Saturday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, as we are every Saturday night.
This on Saturdays, we have the bonus hour.
That's correct, because normally we are also on during the week, when we're on Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Of course, this is the Saturday show, so you get the 7 to 10 o'clock deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't charge you anything extra for it.
Nope.
In fact, we don't charge you anything extra for it online either. If you want to go tune into our live stream there that we have, the broadband version and the dial-up version, they're both there. They're both free, just like everything is at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and check that out. And don't forget,
the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at toll-free 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
All right. Last night, and again, you can take control of the show, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we have to bring something up. And I was hoping to actually have somebody call into the show here at the top of the program to address what I'm going to bring up right now.
Okay.
Last night, got an email from a listener that alerted me to a video on the internet of a protest that was going on, apparently, at the University of Santa Cruz in California.
UC Santa Cruz?
UC Santa Cruz. So, University of California.
Home of the banana slugs.
Didn't know that.
Yes.
University of California, Santa Cruz. And so, I went and took a look at this video, and I had to pause it because it was so disturbing. Now, we're not going to play any of the clips on the air because it's just a lot of screaming and yelling.
Yeah, they're pretty incoherent and...
Right. It wouldn't do us any good. It wouldn't do them any good to play this video on the air. But it definitely is something that deserves to be talked about. The subject of the email that was sent to me, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, was a police brutality video. And we frequently talk about police abusing their power on this show. We give corrupt cop stories from time to time. And this sort of definitely fits right in there. I guess I'm just going to give the background on what was going on here, and then we'll talk about... Then we'll actually read a short account of what the cops did to these kids.
It's very disturbing.
It was probably... I mean, it's not disturbing on the level of the beheading videos from Iraq. I mean, that's really disturbing.
Yeah.
This is...
But to know what's going on in America, you know...
Right. That's why it's really freaky.
And I'm not... Anyway, go ahead.
Well, okay, so you've got a bunch of college kids, and you know college kids, they tend to be on kind of the liberal side, the socialist leaning, and so basically what this whole conflict with the college kids and the police was predicated upon was the idea that these college kids wanted to have class outside. They've decided they want to, as they call it, liberate themselves from the classroom and go and have class on a field somewhere nearby the front of the campus, University of California, Santa Cruz. So it's just kind of like, you know, it's like a hippie thing. Hey, we want to go outside. We're tired of these corporate classrooms and the...
Yeah.
You see where they're coming
blah,
from.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's silly. Yeah. It really is a silly idea because... And the way the school should have handled this and the way that a privately run school, and we'll touch on this later, would have handled it, was to just let them do it. Okay, kids, you want to go outside and have class? Have fun. Because actually there was some faculty involved here as well. So it wasn't just students. It was actually students and some faculty members that decided they want to have class outside. And they were going to call this outdoors class Tent University. Isn't that cute? I mean, Tent University. We're going to set up tents and sit around in circles and we'll have class outside.
Smoke pot and sing Kumbaya.
Oh, I don't know if they were going to smoke pot during class. But nonetheless, they were going to have class outside. They announced their intentions to have class outside, and the University of Santa Cruz said, nope, that's against our no camping policy. Like, How many colleges have no camping policies on their books?
I don't know. It's kind of strange.
Anyway, they said, no, you can't camp on the University of California, Santa Cruz. And so the kids said, well, I mean, basically their position is, we pay for this. You know, we pay for this school. This is our school.
Now, they're right in that respect.
Why can't we camp out? What's wrong with this?
At the same time, if the University of Santa Cruz was a, it was a commercial college, like there are so many in the United States, then...
There aren't that many. You're talking about privately run college.
Privately run college. There are many.
With no... There aren't that many.
Yeah.
Really, a lot
many.
Of them that have ties to the state.
Oh,
a lot of them are taking state money.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, if you're taking state money, you're not totally privately run then. Then you are you're the state's bitch then, basically.
I can understand where you're coming from on that, but, one can parallel that...
Well, the University of Santa Cruz, University of California, Santa Cruz definitely has more state involvement than most schools. Would you agree with that? University of California, that right there means it's a state-run school.
It does mean that.
Right.
I mean, it's like the University of Florida or whatever.
It's a state-run school. It's got these state-run schools have some private aspects
they
to
do.
Them. They function to some extent within a marketplace. However, this entire thing that we're going to get to here is totally... It's a great example of how bureaucracy just doesn't respond to the market. Bureaucracy has no connections to market demands. It does not realize the price setting of the market. It doesn't realize what the consumers are demanding, and it doesn't care either. And so we're going to illustrate this quite brilliantly coming up here in a moment. This is really very sick. But so let's set the stage. You've got kids that want to have class outside. What's the big deal there? Really, what's the big deal? I mean, if you let the kids go outside and have class, you know what's going to happen.
Sooner or later, they'll get tired of it.
And they'll come back inside. Yeah, after maybe a week or something like that.
Yeah. All right. Let them get bit up by mosquitoes out there, and then they'll be back.
Right, exactly. And one of the themes of their description, there's a very lengthy description that we won't be reading. I'm only going to select a couple paragraphs from it. But in their description, they talk about, and we were going to do mass democracy and democratically. It was a very socialist-sounding deal.
Right.
We're going to have our mass democracy, and although they did have a representative democracy, which was interesting.
Well,
they had a large group. I'd say there was at least 100 people involved here. They broke off into separate groups and made their decision as to what they were going to do. And so I just kind of feel like if you just let the kids alone after a week, they'd have one of their little circle meetings and decide, okay, I think we need to democratically decide to go back to the air conditioning.
I've got a rash from the heat. I'm chafing.
Right.
Sure. I mean, it's stupid that any of this happened. Let's be clear.
Yes, this now, entire thing.
What's kind of weird is that you've got these Gestapo type police putting a chokehold.
Don't ruin it.
Okay.
Don't ruin it. Let's keep setting the stage. So you got the kids who want to go outside and have their tent university.
Right.
They asked permission to do it, and the university said no. And then the kids decided that we want to do this anyway. This is our university. You know, we pay tuition to go here. Why the hell shouldn't we be able to camp out in a damn field? Because that's where they did it. It's not like they were in the middle of the parking lot or anything like that, or in the middle of the library.
Across from some houses, from what I could see.
They were right out towards the front of the campus.
Okay.
And that was an important location for them. Now, the reason they wanted to be in the front of the campus is because they wanted to be visible.
Sure.
They wanted their protest, their tent university thing, to be a visible thing instead of what the university then offered them. After saying no, the university then turned around and said, okay, we'll let you do it. But you have to do it in the quarry, which is apparently like in the center of campus, kind of secluded.
Yeah.
You know, it was not where they wanted to do it. And so the kids, they discussed it. And by the time they'd finished discussing it, the university had pulled that offer. And they had gone back to, no, we're not going to allow you to camp anywhere on campus. And so we'll finish up this story and we'll take your calls, 800-259-9231. You can call about anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Take control, 1-800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday night edition.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartivite? Cartivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartivite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartivite.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
It was a human tragedy and a legal dispute that rocked the nation that could have been avoided with a simple living will. Something for you to think about and do something about. A living will can be yours as part of the Master Estate Kit for only $39.95. Simple directions show you how to complete a living will that guarantees your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible illness or injury. Valid nationwide and fully guaranteed, the Master Estate Kit also includes a legal will kit and power of attorney kit that covers both financial and health care needs. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-810-1234. To order your living will kit, the complimentary will kit, and the power of attorney kit, pay only $39.95 plus shipping for the complete master estate kit. Call 1-800-810-1234. That's 1-800-810-1234.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday night edition. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what
you can call in and talk about anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through. All kinds of different topics, all kinds of different people interacting there. So be sure you go and check that out. It's absolutely free at freetalklive.com. We're talking about a story that I stumbled across via email. One of our listeners emailed it to me, ftl@freetalklive.com. And apparently, according to the research I've done, it really hasn't gotten much coverage outside of California, which is unfortunate, because I think it deserves to have some coverage. We're talking about Tent University. It's a group of kids and faculty members from the University of California, Santa Cruz. These kids and the faculty members, 1 and 2, have class outside. They wanted to get outside of the classroom or liberate themselves right. from the classroom.
Get a little fresh air, perhaps.
Right. And I think it's something that's been done in over time at various different schools. I know it's certainly not a foreign idea to my experience. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea. It's kind of neat.
It's kind of neat. I mean, I think
it's a little silly, but I think that
people will quickly figure out why it is that we have stuff indoors.
Right.
Papers blow all over the place.
Yeah.
Bugs come and sting you.
Yeah. It'll be neat for about a week for them, and then they would have gone back probably inside voluntarily.
Yes.
However, they announced their intentions to have this tent university, and the university said no. The university then offered them a different location because they wanted to do it at the front of campus so they could have the most visibility. The university offered them an alternate location and then rescinded the offer. And then after the kids had decided that they were going to go ahead and go through with it, the university then extended, once again, the offer for the alternate location. And, of course, the kids said, no, this is our... their position is, this is our school. We pay to go here. Why can't we go and camp out
now,
on this field?
If I own a convenience store and somebody comes in and buys a can of Van Camp's pork and beans... They don't own my store. I just want to make that clear.
No, you're absolutely right about this. And the real key difference here between the University of Santa Cruz and another university, or a mm-hmm. private university, is this is a government school.
Right.
This is a heavily government-involved, not really private, public, if you will, college. And so, therefore, a whole different set of rules apply to a situation like
right.
this. No, you don't have the ability to go into 7-Eleven and set up a tent. However, the argument that you could do it on public property, on government property, is a persuasive one because you're a taxpayer, and how dare they exclude you from fair use of what is supposed to be partially your property. And on top of that, they are actually paying tuitions, and it's just a silly decision on the college's part to do what they did.
Now, I think that they've slipped up because they are, in fact, a government entity,
right.
whether they know it or not. They've slipped up because, you know, we have the right to, people have the right to protest and, you know, congregate for that purpose.
Especially
and where else are they going to
property.
Do it? Where else are they going to do it but on government property?
Right.
I mean, if somebody's protesting in my front lawn, I can go out and tell them to get off. And
exactly.
if they don't, I can call the police or go back in with my shotgun or
yeah.
something, you know? But the only places you really can protest, I think that the Founding Fathers were pretty clear that, you know, what they wanted people to be able to protest and gather for that purpose, and the places that they would do that were, in fact, government land.
Exactly. So
I don't think they ever imagined nearly as much government land as the government currently has, but I think...
Nor did they imagine government involvement in education like this, either.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what ended up happening. The kids went out to this field. They did a little march during the daytime. Apparently the festivities, if you will, started around 11 in the morning. And they all gathered together at one location, as typically happens with protests. And they had signs, and they had stuff they made. You know, these kids love doing this crap.
Yeah.
They love
sure.
making things.
And, well, they did some very creative stuff. You know, big
yeah.
Birds that they, you know, like 3 or 4 of them would hold on poles and make it
right.
flap. And they did all kinds of things. And all the university did was play into their hands, you know, played into the hands of the protesters because they got all this publicity for doing what? Nothing, really. Sitting outside.
Well, so they then marched to the location of where they intended to camp, which again was at the front area of the school. So, near the entrance to the school. It was a field. Very clearly a field from the footage that we saw. And they set up their tents, and they sat around in circles during the day and probably maybe had some class or had some discussions or who knows what. And everything was fine. Until night fell. And now I'm going to read the account from one of the people who was at this event. After about, this is when, at, right after the cops arrived on the scene. I got my camera as the cops were lining up on the street and sort of milling around. I was scared and confused about what to shoot. There was the call of lockdown, so I knew I had to go and lock down somewhere, but I really wanted to take
What does
photos.
That mean? That sounds like people being in jail, lockdown. All the prisoners to their cells?
What it means,
what does that mean?
Is after about 10 seconds of confusion, we were instructed to form circles inside the main tent together as one. So small circles of about 10 to 18 people sat arms linked. So they were locking arms, you know, in order to stay where they wanted to stay.
I see.
Arms linked inside and waited. There must have been over 50 people total in lockdown. After a minute or two of sitting, the police came and announced that this area had been deemed illegal assembly or something, and that we were ordered to disperse. Many other people who did not sit remained near us. I don't really remember anything about the other people in my circle at this point. I think I was nervous and scared and wanting to know what was going on out there. By the time there were a really healthy, beautiful number of people who had set up tents, by this time there were a healthy, beautiful number of people who had set up tents and prepared to sleep there. After receiving another warning that what we were doing was illegal, we were told that arrests would start being made shortly. During this time, there was a shifting in people, some people getting up and joining those supporting outside, and others feeling inspired enough to come in and join us. And he was around, he mentions that his friend, the guy who was shooting the video, was around, and apparently there were a number of people shooting video. It appeared that the major local media had shown up and was shooting video because, in my opinion, the cops would have shut down. If there was just one college kid with a video camera, they would have confiscated his tape.
Sure.
And then they may have used more violent means than they did. I mean, this tape was very disturbing. We'll describe what they were doing here in a little bit. But it could have been worse, if the media weren't there. Let's see. Without the intense media creation by the supporters, our ability to fully articulate the evening would have been lost. At about this time, the police in riot gear helmets... Yes, that's right. They sent the cops in riot gear helmets to a group of kids who were camping in a field on their college campus to remove them. Riot gear helmets came marching in and began surrounding the tent that we were all in. In order to do so, they needed to move the tents that had been erected. Instead of being courteous and gently moving the equipment, they simply tore the structures down. Many had been staked to the ground, and many were physically ripped from the ground, causing the material to tear and effectively destroyed it. Now, it's important to realize that it wasn't like we, the lockdown sitting people, were going anywhere. There was no need to hurry. It wasn't a dangerous or threatening situation in any way. And via the footage that we saw, it was quite clear that these kids were not threatening. They did not, while they were resisting arrest, they were not physically attempting to harm the officers, which was quite clear.
Well, I was amazed by it. I mean, if I had personally picked a side, I think that both of the sides here are incredibly stupid. But if I had picked a side, I wouldn't have been able to be as restrained as these kids were. Like, if I would have hit the cops.
I would say the kids are silly, and the other side, the cops, are stupid. We're going to come back with the details and how exactly the cops removed these kids from this lockdown. You won't believe it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself.
Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. This is the Saturday edition, and we'll talk to you about anything like we do every day during the week. Monday through Friday, 8 till 10, Saturday, 7 till 10, all that Eastern time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We are talking about some police brutality. And I consider it brutality. I considered it quite disturbing. Quite frightening that what we're about to describe happened in the United States of America. It happened on one of our government colleges, one of our state-run college campuses, which, by my definition, if it's state-run, it's paid for by the taxpayers and also funded by the individuals who are paying tuition there. And so, therefore, if they want to have a little protest, they should be able to have one, especially if they're not destroying anything. And from the footage that I've seen, from the accounts of this event that I had read, it appeared that they were being quite peaceful. They had a little march. They set up some tents in a field. They were clearly not damaging property. I mean, beyond a few tent pegs in the ground.
You know, the cops really played into the hands of the protesters on this one. They did exactly what the protesters were hoping for.
You think that's what the protesters
Absolutely.
Were hoping for?
Absolutely. They want a little bit of self-effacement, you know, a little bit of suffering, a little masochism.
I don't know about
and
that.
And they wanted to look like heroes on TV.
I don't know about that. That's how it ended up. That's how they ended up making it look. But I think that the protesters just wanted to have their little classes outside. That's what the whole idea was. They wanted to have class outside. And the university said no. And so they went ahead and did this protest where they were going to camp out overnight at the location that they wanted to have the classes. Well, the cops showed up. Everything went fine during the day. Then the cops showed up at night, and the protesters then sat in a lockdown position. They sat in circles, small groups, and locked their elbows with one another. And then the cops came in, announced that they were in violation of the law, or announced that they were going to start arresting people, and they decided that they were going to start tearing the tents to pieces, apparently. And there was actually some video footage of this. The cops literally just ripping the tents up instead of just removing them from the ground and doing things in
right.
a courteous, respectful fashion. And that's just how the cops are. If you let the cops search your car, they will tear the crap out of it, and they'll never apologize. Even if you aren't, you know, even if they let you go and everything's fine, you know, they didn't find any contraband, they never apologize, which is one reason why you should never let the cops search, even if you aren't holding anything. So here's the remainder of the story from one of the kids who was there. Anyway, he says, so they tore up the tents, so the logic for such brute force can't really be rationalized in that way. It was a statement about things to come. After ripping the tents out of the way, the police began surrounding us and creating a wall between us and the standing supporters outside. People were still allowed to leave and enter the tent, however. As the cops continued to secure the area, people continued to shift, switch, and exchange for other people. Other supporters began placing blankets, food, and water within each circle to help sustain us for what might lay ahead. It wasn't too long before the first person was violently taken from their peaceful and nonviolent community. Like the others that would soon follow, I would not completely see what was happening because it was directly behind me, but I could hear it, and it was intense. The amount of sound that was created was the first one was pried away from their circle was consuming. People were feeling all sorts of different emotions, and it could be heard in their different yells and screams and cries, and there were a lot of yelling and screaming in this particular video.
A bunch of it.
And that's why we're not going to air it, because it's just a bunch of yelling and screaming. So imagine that. But collectively, we expressed the pain over such an ignorant, cruel, calculated, and misguided action. Now, Manwich, how would you describe what the cops did to get these kids out of the circle?
They put some kind of chokehold on them. They pressed their fingers into their, the veins or arteries in their neck.
Yeah, they had
caused them to pass out.
Right, they had gloved hands, and they would stand behind the kid in the circle, reach their hands underneath their neck. The kids weren't doing anything to resist beyond keeping their arms locked.
They were staying rigid, sort of.
Yeah, they were staying rigid. That definitely was resisting arrest. There's no doubt about that. But they weren't fighting back. So they would place their fingers, what appeared to be kind of like clamping it right underneath the jawline. You know, your jawline that kind of just goes around.
Yeah.
Kind of just underneath that bone. And it seemed like they were somehow cutting off circulation from the kids.
They seemed to pass out.
Yeah, the kids apparently were passing out. As they passed out, they were then able to remove them from the circle. There was footage of them taking the limp bodies of the kids and rolling them onto the ground, putting cuffs on them. And apparently, from some of the news articles that I read, they ended up arresting 19 people at this. And it got virtually no coverage, and I mm-hmm. thought it was important to bring up here, because the university didn't have to do this at all. They didn't have
stupid.
To do this. It was so unnecessary.
Yeah.
Let the kids go outside and have their little fun with their tent university. It's not going to hurt anybody. These kids weren't hurting anyone. They weren't. And you know what? If they hadn't showed up, if the cops hadn't showed up, there would have been no chanting going on. I mean, somebody, Johnson and I were duking it out over instant message over this last night, because he was taking the police's side, which was a shock to me. And he was chanting.
I do have a point that if those kids were out in my front yard, locked up, ringed arm, talking about, you know, we're going to have class outside, you know, or whatever it is, whatever nonsense that they're spewing forth, I want the cops to come and put a chokehold on them and drag them off.
Well, the difference there is that's your private property and this is government property.
Absolutely, I understand. But the government doesn't look at it that way
no.
anymore. They don't care about that crap. It's whatever we say goes,
well,
people.
No,
we're in charge.
Exactly. What they care about, they're just kind of like these mindless automatons. They got kids coming to them saying, hey, we want to have class outside.
No.
No! The rules say no.
Mm-hmm.
These statutes here say you can't do that. I mean, there's not even any thought that really goes into it. They just follow the rules, and that's all their job is. Because if they step outside of the box, then they could get fired for not following the rules. And this is all just a perfect example of how the government doesn't respond to the market. If this was a private school, 100% privately funded school, a school that really does respond to market influences, which the government doesn't, if the kids came to the administration of my school, or any school with any sense whatsoever, and said, hey, we want to have class outside, we want to have tent university, I would have said, great idea. Let me see what I can do to help you with this. Because there were at least 100 students involved in this particular protest.
Absolutely.
And you take 100 times, $20,000, $30,000 per year per student? That's a lot of money. What's that, a $2 million or something?
Yeah.
$1 million? You've got $1 million worth of students telling you they want to have class outside. And you're going to say no to that?
Well, they don't have to. I mean, they're the state university.
No, but I'm saying
they're subsidized university. I understand, but the state university
right.
doesn't have to. They're subsidized by the tax base. They don't have to do it.
It doesn't matter.
They don't feel like it.
It doesn't matter to them if the 100 students get expulsion, which is what they were threatening them with. They said, if you go through with this, you may be looking at suspension/expulsion from this school. They don't care about educating people. They don't care about what their students want. And so they ended up sicking the police on their own clients. No private university would have done this. They would have let it happen. A private university would have gotten behind it and said, hey, you know, we could probably get you. Oh, here's another interesting point from the story. The kids that were trying to set this up called some portalette companies from around town. Porta potty companies, because they were going to be camping in a field, right? There's no bathrooms there.
Right.
And so they were trying to do the responsible thing and get some facilities. Well, apparently, when they called around to the portalette companies, they discovered that, Who do you think had called first?
The pigs called?
Not the pigs, but the university administration. Huh. Called the Portalite companies and threatened them with loss of business for like for future functions.
Right.
Said, if you bring your Portalettes out, we're going to blackball you. And so they couldn't get the bathroom. They couldn't get bathroom brought out because of the school.
Well, they could. They just didn't have to call. They shouldn't have called around just in Santa Cruz. They should have called to San Francisco, which is just
fair
up
enough.
The road.
Fair enough. But the point is, the school tried to step in their way as many times as possible and inhibit them from doing this. And it was a tragedy as a result. If you've got any thoughts, any opinions, want to change the topic, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201. We'll negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals, because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free. You can dial in and talk about anything. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. And it's Ian here with you.
And man, what
you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives, last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described. You get them for free. We'll give you the archives for free. We'll give you the podcast for free. We've got live streaming for free. And if actually, if you look in the column with the archives, you'll see that we've got different voting links there. You can actually go and help Free Talk Live out and vote for us on great sites like PodTower and PodcastPickle.com. And so, let's bring Johnson on the line here. Johnson, what are you going to get for your mom for Mother's Day?
I'm probably going to get her some flowers.
Beautiful.
Are you going to get her flowers from theflowerplace.com?
I think I am.
Well, that's just a fantastic idea, because theflowerplace.com is just an awesome, awesome place to get flowers. And the number one reason, probably during a holiday season like this, is that they don't raise their prices for the holiday.
And they support Free Talk Live.
Oh, and they support Free Talk Live. And they ship to and from over 185 different countries, including the U.S. and Canada. So if your mom lives halfway across the world, there's no excuse to not send her flowers through theflowerplace.com. And, of course, you can always dial them up toll-free 24-7 at 1-866-355-0023. That's 1-866-355-0023. Custom arrangements, and you'll actually be talking to a real florist, not the kid in the boiler room. So dial them up, 866-355-0023, or visit them online at theflowerplace.com. We're talking about this situation in the University of California, Santa Cruz. They call it Tent University. It's a bunch of kids that wanted to have class outside. The government-run school said no. The kids did it anyway, and as a result, the cops came in and basically put chokeholds on the kids in order to remove them from the field that they were occupying. And I guess you had comments, Johnson?
Yep, okay. It's going to seem roundabout, but it's a scenario, okay? I'm imagining Manwich here going to court, all right? Goes to court, say he's involved in a civil lawsuit. He's okay. Suing somebody smashed into his car, right?
Right, got it.
And so he's in court, he's in a civil lawsuit, you know, he's trying to get his money for his car, and all of a sudden, a bunch of judges and lawyers march into the courtroom and they're saying, "Hell, we want to raise!" And they're making a fuss and they're taking their protest into the courtroom. And that's where they want to have their protest. Should they be able to? It's government property, right?
And understood, absolutely. And the fact is that those judges and lawyers would be, in that particular case, and I know that you can probably, given some time, come up with another case that, you know, makes law and order sound kind of good. But in that particular case, those judges and lawyers are disrupting proceedings. These kids, it was the middle of the night. It was dark when these cops were
they were in a field.
Pol Pot crap.
And they were in the middle of a field. They weren't bothering anybody. And on top of that, the other factor that that ignores is that this is kind of typical for colleges. I mean, it's definitely atypical for a courtroom, but colleges are supposed to encourage different behavior and encourage people to speak out for what they believe in. This kind of stuff happens at colleges across the country and has been for years. So I think there's some sort of like case history that you have here with colleges that you don't have with your scenario, Johnson.
Right, I absolutely agree. You know, the point that I'm making is simply this: is that these kids knowingly violated a school policy. Okay.
Yes,
they knew
okay.
They were in violation of school policy and then resisted arrest.
That's the best point that you have, Johnson, is that they resisted arrest. Because if the cops had come in, the cops did come in and they did announce that people were going to be arrested. They did give them a chance to get up and walk away.
Talking about case history, you know, you want to talk about case history of cops and dealing with protests on universities. Those cops were gentle.
They were
like big teddy bears.
Well, that's because they learned from the cops in the past. Now, let's be clear that those cops could have taken a fire hose or just a regular garden hose and sprayed water on those kids while they tried to sing Kumbaya for about an hour. And then, believe me, they would have broke weak pretty quick. You know, it would have got cold out there in the windy San Francisco evenings.
It's my contention also that the cops were a little more gentle because there were cameras around. You and I both know, Johnson, that the cops will behave more so if there is a news media present than if there is not. And it's the same point as I made before. If there was just one kid with a video camera, they would have targeted him first, taken that camera out, maybe given him his camera back, but taken the tape. They might have just confiscated the camera altogether, and then they might have brought out the fire hose or the taser.
Was news media hanging out there all night? I mean, what?
What?
Was news media hanging out there all night? I don't understand how news media was present at the time that this happened.
I didn't see
news media footage. I saw video cam footage.
Well, that's because this, I don't know. I didn't see news media footage either, but there was definitely media there. The kids had announced this to the media in advance, so the media knew this was going to be happening.
Right. My impression was that the media was there during the daytime, well before the cops actually showed up.
Well, the cops showed up towards the evening hours, and then probably somebody called in the media if they weren't already there. I mean, the media, some of them like a good story about cops beating on kids, so maybe that's why they showed up.
Yeah.
And so if they hadn't been there, these kids may have had a more violent means used against them, and there'd have been no evidence except for, personal accounts.
Right.
It was definitely disturbing, and I agree where you're coming from. Yes, they did resist arrest. Yes, they would not have been put to sleep and handcuffed had they not resisted arrest, but their point was they wanted to be there, and so I understand where they were coming from when they were resisting the arrest. Because what's
the
point? If you're gonna have a protest and then stand up and walk away when the cops say, okay, we're going to arrest you now, then your protest is kind of pointless. Johnson,
my only point was that the cops weren't the only ones who were stupid.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. The whole thing was unnecessary, but really, the real blame lies on the university for calling in the police.
Because the police are just a bunch of rabid dogs.
Right. This is your
show.
They can't
help it.
Thanks for the call, Johnson. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor. Made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so there is still plenty of opportunity for you to get your calls in and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And men with.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of women of all shapes, sizes, colors, and ages that have sent us their photos, and we put them on the web. Because we're proud of our female listeners here on Free Talk Live. So check them out, freetalklive.com. Enough with this whole college situation. It was tragic. If anything else develops out of it, I'll see if I can follow the situation and let you know. But just more police insanity, more police state insanity here in the United States. And it's disturbing. It's just another reason to join the Free State Project and move to New Hampshire and do everything we can to regain our freedom.
I don't think that libertarians would have been involved in a protest like that. And
no.
I think that if somehow that protest arose with libertarians in it, it would have been a lot worse. You know, libertarians have a tendency to fight back.
Yeah, it could be.
You know, they're sort of a gun-toting, leave-me-alone crowd.
Yeah, I know how I felt when I was watching that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting for somebody to pull out a club and just knock one of those cops in riot gear right across the head. But I'm not advocating violence. But would that have been self-defense? I don't know. They were trying to arrest you, so I guess that wouldn't, because that'd be...
No, that would be resisting arrest.
Right.
Which
right.
is a funny charge, anyway.
So what's this about a disappearing woman?
I don't know if you probably haven't been paying attention to this particular news story, because you like your news stories the way you like your news stories, and you don't really pay attention to the rest of them.
Okay.
But the rest of America has been swept up for the last couple of days in this gal who I believe she came up disappearing in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and her name's Jennifer Wilbanks. She's 32, and she's to be married this weekend. And she went out for her nightly jog and didn't come back.
Hmm.
You know, so... As usual in these cases, the cops started, you know, asking questions, and, well, who do you think the first person they asked is?
The husband.
The husband, they asked him some questions, yeah. Yeah, and so they poked him in his fat stomach and, you know, asked him a few questions,
right.
and kind of, you know, probably made him feel a little uncomfortable. Well, it wasn't good enough for him because, you know, whatever his answers were seemed to be covered, so they wanted him to take a lie detector test. And he was like, yeah, I'm not so sure about this lie detector test, which, of course, the news managed to spin into...
He's guilty!
The fat bastard did it!
Yep.
You know, and I think that this is a great chance to step back from the major media that we have in this country and take a look. Now, here's this gal who went out jogging in the evening, and, you know, a couple of days before her wedding, she got scared, which everybody does. I considered running away, too. She got scared, and she hightailed it to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now, she tried to go with the whole...
Did she run all the way to Albuquerque?
She did not jog, no. She got a car.
Okay.
But I'm not even sure. I didn't ask. I didn't read the article, and I don't think it mentioned...
So they found her now.
Well, yeah, she called.
Okay.
She ran out of money, and she called her husband, her fiance.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't say, you know, what the couple's planning in the future or anything
right.
like that. But I suspect they'll get married.
So what's the point? This is why I don't follow crap like this.
Well,
what's the issue
here? How about
here?
JonBenet Ramsey, the little girl
uh-huh.
that got kidnapped, and I think it was in Colorado and
right.
killed? Everybody's blaming the parents. So people still believe the parents did it. How about
mm-hmm.
the guy in San Francisco got convicted for throwing his wife's body in the bag?
Right.
You know, there's certainly some evidence, but we're jumping on this train awful
right?
fast.
Yeah.
Everybody thought this fat bastard offed his wife. And he didn't do it.
Now he's been vindicated.
And everybody believed everything they said about Terry
and what if they,
Terry Schiavo as though that
him?
Crap happened.
What if they convicted him based on circumstances?
You better believe
he was put to death.
Well, forget that. I mean, it's you know, what happens in the media.
Free Talk Live, Hour 2 on the way. It's your show. Take control.